Hi. My name is Madeleine Burma. And I'm in the woods, sitting on a piece of cut down tree on a warm summer's day, about 30 degrees Celsius, watching my dog. Who's found himself a place in the shadow. His nose constantly picking up scents. His ears, sounds. Sometimes he looks at me. He will hear other people approaching before I do. Even when he's seemingly asleep, his ability to pick up sounds and smells through his senses is amazing. There's other people and other dogs taking hikes in the same woods. I can't see them, but I only have to look at my dog to know whether I'm alone or not. I once played a game in the woods. I was given a headphone, a noise cancellation headphone. It was dark. We were in a team. And I was set down against a tree together with a buddy. And we were challenged to see if we could, using just our vision and not our ears, see the rest of the team approach us. And if we thought we saw a movement, we had to use our flashlight and send a beam directly in the direction of where we thought the other person, one of our team buddies, was trying to make a move at us. Something interesting happened, because yes, the noise cancellation headphones worked well. It's like you're sucked into a vacuum of non-sound, and you almost hear your own breathing more than the sounds around you. I'm also a diver, and it's not the same, but it's similar to going underwater, and your sound is, the sound that you perceive is different, muffled. Because it was dark, it took a while for my eyes to be adjusted to distinguishing trees and bushes and people movement. And to my big surprise, I was able to, together with my buddy, see most of our teammates approach. Odd movements. Trees that appear to not be trees. And when they were caught in the light of our beam, they would get up. They were usually crouched down. They would get up, walk towards, and they would sit around us. So the place around the tree that I was leaning against was getting crowdier and crowdier. But something else happened. My sense of sensing energy changed. It's like I could feel, not an emotional feeling, not a touching feeling, but a sensing feeling of awareness of not only the people that had gathered around us, my team buddy, but also at one point in time, a movement, very subtle, to my left. And as I switched on my flashlight and directed the beam straight into the eyes of the last teammate that still had to show up, it turned out he was just 2.5 yards, 3 meters away from me, 2-3 meters away from me. And I hadn't seen a movement, I had sensed a movement. And by the time all the chatter had died down and we were walking back to our camp, this was part of one of my year-long bushcraft training programs, this last caught team buddy approached me and said, "How the heck did you know I was there? I was just an inch away of jumping at you and catching you." And I told him, I said, I just sensed you being there. I knew there was somebody there. He didn't believe me. He thought I'd cheated and moved my headset. But that is what being aware of your surroundings and being present in your physical body, but also being present in presence does. It makes you aware. Something in me was aware. And how to call this, that was aware. Big I, presence, being, my soul. I'm not sure I have a word for it yet. But it was a beautiful realization that being in the woods, in the dark, not hearing anything, I was still aware. And that awareness is not taken from you, even if they had blindfolded me, next to carrying the noise cancellation headphones. Awareness is presence, and presence is awareness. And that's timeless. And too fast for words. Try it out. Happy sensing.